1340WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the show. It's a Monday program. First Monday I've been on in quite a while, but I'm certainly glad to be here today as we can start to see all the sports beginning to rise up. No, not all of them, but several of the sports that are playing in the fall beginning to get going. And we get our first news from Murray State Soccer today. They reported for camp on Friday, and then today the Ohio Valley Conference released the voting for who is expected to win the championship. And once again, it's Murray State. They're picked to win the 2016 Ohio Valley Conference Women's Soccer Championship. The vote's coming from the league's head coaches and sports information directors. The Racers receiving 18 of 22 first-place votes. SEMO picked second, Tech third, Martin fourth, and Jacksonville State fifth. Then you got Morehead State sixth, followed by Austin Peay, Edwardsville, Belmont, Eastern Kentucky, and Eastern Illinois. Murray State coming off a dream season, really. In OVC play last year, they were 10-0. They went 16-5 overall. They won their second regular season title. And head coach Jeremy Groves is named the 2015 OVC Coach of the Year in only his second season at the helm. And normally when you have a coaching change, you know, you hope that 3, maybe 4 years down the road, you can be a contender for a championship. Obviously, Jeremy Groves had other plans. His second year, he won a championship. And didn't just win it, he went 10-0. And just a fabulous coaching job. And any of you who've spoken with Jeremy, and I hope to have him on very soon, get a little preview of his soccer team. But, man, he knows his stuff. He has just a great track record of what he's done everywhere as both a player and a coach. And that legacy continues at Murray State. And who knows, this year he may be going for back-to-back Coach of the Year titles, but I do know him well enough to know he doesn't care about that. He's looking to win a team championship, and he'll certainly have many of the pieces in place, including junior forward Harriet Withers and senior midfielder forward Taylor Richardson, Murray's own, by the way. They're among the leading returnees for Murray. Withers is your 2015 OVC Offensive Player of the Year. She led the conference with 11 goals and 29 points. Richardson ranked in the top five in the OVC with 23 points, 8 goals, and 7 assists to be named to the All-OVC first team. So they start with that. They have some talented newcomers. And I know Coach Groves, in reading his preview at GoRacers.com, he's very excited about the season and extremely optimistic that this is a team that can – you know, going 10-0 is tough, but can at least duplicate a conference championship. He certainly knows they have the talent to do that. Murray State football, they took the field Friday. They actually have a scrimmage today. We'll get a report on that tomorrow. But the Racers kicking off the season with the first practice of fall camp. 46 new faces on hand for the opening of the camp, including 37 who were not here for spring camp. One of the largest pools of new players at the wide receiver position, where 10 new Racers and 6 returnees are trying to replace over 2,500 receiving yards lost to graduation. And GoRacers.com reports another new part of camp, and that is the return of white helmets. I can't even remember when the team wore white helmets. I'm sure some photographs would tell me that, but I just don't recall it. Racers did wear white helmets the last few years at Cutchin Field, and I usually attended at least a couple of games a year at the field at Cutchin. And then during the first years at Stewart Stadium, I attended the first game and usually a few games a season at Stewart. It's amazing that the helmets don't remember. I remember the Mustang helmet and several of the other helmets, but I just don't remember that one. So coming up tomorrow, we'll get you a report on the first scrimmage of the season and some of the comments via GoRacers.com. UK football holding its annual fan day Saturday, something that they have really struggled to do because just not a lot of room. But thanks to the new Kentucky football training facility, the fan day was nice and roomy. Fans able to meet their favorite players, coaches, get autographs, take some pictures, then they head over to watch practice. Injury-wise, an update, Boom Williams had on a red jersey. I guess that means don't touch him, but head coach Mark Stoops says he's good to go. A couple of players left with cramping issues. They're not expected to miss any additional time. Let's check out Louisville. The Cardinals practicing in full gear. They're a little ahead of the other two schools. Full gear for the first time Sunday afternoon. Both quarterbacks saw action. Lamar Jackson, Kyle Bolin, both, according to the report, looking sharp, throwing the football. And Louisville getting some good news with linebacker Gary McCray declared eligible on Friday, making his first appearance at practice on Sunday, working in only shorts per NCAA rules. Well, the Cardinals, with one of those awful stretches right now, normally you get Adam Wainwright. Man, he looked good. First two batters retired yesterday. And then ended up giving up three runs in the first, three in the second. Did a veteran's job, though. Lasted through six innings to sort of save the bullpen with games every day this week. Yadier Molina, 3-for-4 with an RBI for the Cardinals, but they've lost six of their last eight, and they're losing games to the bottom feeders. You get the Reds and the Braves. Those are teams where you figure you're going to be able to make up some ground, perhaps on the Cubs, who are in a really hot stretch right now. Hasn't happened yet. They get a few more with the Cubs, three, and then a four-game series in Chicago against the Cubs. And what will we see by the end of the week? Will the Cardinals make some headway? Or will the Cubs be tossing a few shovels of dirt on the Cardinals' division title grave come Sunday night? We shall see. Michael Wacha, 7-7, goes against 0-6 Cody Reed. First pitch set for 7:15, the airtime 6:20 on WNBS. Down on the farm, Memphis broke through with four runs in the top of the 10th inning and held on for a 5-2 win at New Orleans. Harrison Bader connected for a pinch hit two-run homer for the Redbirds. Ryan Sheriff got his sixth win. Those teams are playing a doubleheader tonight. Former Rams Kevin Green and Orlando Pace are two of the newest members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, part of the eight-member class of 2016, inducted yesterday in Canton. Green played with the Rams before the team moved to St. Louis. The Memphis Tigers getting some good news over the weekend. They get a commitment from Baylor center Chad Rycook. The 6'11 center was a top recruit, but he's dealt with constant hip injuries, so he hasn't even played a game at Baylor. His addition eases the departure of center Nick Marshall, who left the program earlier this season. And a man is facing charges after leaving the scene of an accident that killed a former University of Louisville cheerleader. 25-year-old Shanae Mormon was killed in a crash that happened early Saturday morning on I-64 near the Gene Snyder. A second person in the vehicle, Bradley Carraway, is facing charges, including leaving the scene of an accident. Police are trying to determine who was driving the vehicle during the crash. Last night, some Olympics. I'm hit and miss on Olympics. Some of the events I really enjoy. Others I don't like to watch. I know there was bicycling on yesterday. I'd rather watch basically anything but that, unless it's in the arena where they're riding. I kind of like that, must admit. Michael Phelps, I did stay up to watch him last night. Just kind of wanted to see how he'd do. And man, oh man, was that worth staying up for? Yeah, he looked like a 25-year-old at the peak of his career. Swam that leg of the 4x100-meter freestyle and was simply amazing. Really amazing to watch. The team gets the gold medal for Phelps. It's his 19th and 23rd Olympic medal overall. So some good stuff. I have turned in, I may have said this last week, but on the Olympics, I mean, I enjoy the basketball when the games are competitive. Many times they're not. But I've really become a fan of the track and field events, especially the running events where they'll have the cameras rolling alongside the competitors. It's just a different feel, and it's I just really enjoy that. The camera work and the technology has made that something that is really fun to watch for me. So looking forward to that a little bit later on. Gymnastics kind of hit and miss for me. I'm fine just watching the recap on that. Watching live doesn't really do a lot for me. Kickoff of the NFL season, have to wait a few more days. Really an embarrassing situation. Last night's Hall of Fame game between the Colts and Packers canceled after the wrong paint was used at midfield and in the end zones. The paint made the field unplayable. So that's an embarrassment. I'm not sure what, if any, fallout to come from that, but kind of a tough deal, especially if you were a fan who drove for that and to have it canceled because of paint. That would be disappointing. Congratulations to Marlins outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, the newest member of the 3,000 Hit Club. I think anyone who's a baseball fan enjoys the way this man prepares, the way he plays the game. And it's quite an honor to have him as a member of the 3,000 Hit Club. The 42-year-old is only the 30th player in Major League Baseball history with 3,000 hits. That's how special that it was. It's going to wrap it up. A short program today. Tomorrow, Josh Planos of the Washington Post will be along. We'll get you caught up on many things. And then Wednesday, Ed Marlow, the Paducah Sun, will be with me. I'm going to try to chat with Jeremy Groves this week. Also get an update from Mitch Stewart. We'll try to have that on the scrimmage tomorrow. And Matt McMahon with the new basketball schedule released sometime in the next week or two. We'll try to chat with Matt and get the latest from Matt McMahon on how the summer workouts have gone. We haven't really had a chance to talk to him about his entire new team that he has based on last year. So it'll be something that I think you'll enjoy. We'll try to get that a little bit later on this week if possible. If not, we'll take care of that next week. Thanks for being with me. Remember the Neil Bradley Show. You can subscribe free via iTunes. Just type in Neil Bradley Show and there it'll be. Or you can go to 1340wnbs.com, click sports, and it's in the drop-down menu. See you Tuesday.